Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is November 21, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Alibaba raises $11 billion in share offering in Hong Kong. Switzerland's first commercial biometric credit card issued via FPC, Gemalto, Visa. WorldRemit extends with its first office in Canada. Neom to offer cross-border payments for Philip Bank. Ingenico selected by Kensington Tours as PSP for luxury travel. Amway employs Computop omni-channel payment solution. Skrill announces new loyalty program SkrillNect. UK adults in favor of banning online gambling with credit cards. Deep dive, how emerging AI data-driven models influence the fraud fight. How cross-border payments help insurance mature digitally. How overlay services can break SMB financial data out of silos. Banks, fintechs connect businesses to real-time payments. Now let's get started. Alibaba raises $11 billion in share offering in Hong Kong. The China-based e-commerce business Alibaba has raised around $11 billion in a share offering in Hong Kong, as per the Seattle Times News. The company's shares are due to begin trading on November 26, 2019. Alibaba already has a significant cash pile of more than $30 billion, but analysts said it's riding the momentum from recent strong earnings, including the $38.4 billion in Singles Day sales on November 11, up 26% from 2018. The company said it wants to use the proceeds from the share sale for strategies to expand its users, help businesses with digital transformation, and continue to innovate and invest for the long term. Switzerland's first commercial biometric credit card issued via FPC, Gemalto, Visa. Swiss Corner Bank has launched a biometric credit card in partnership with Visa, Gemalto, and Fingerprint Cards. According to an announcement from FPC, this is the first limited commercial launch of its kind. The new Cornery Card biometric gold Visa is produced by Gemalto with Fingerprint Cards T-shape sensor module and software platform. This is a limited edition card, which will be issued to 100 Swiss Corner Bank customers. They will be giving the opportunity to make contactless payments with no amount cap. Moreover, the card features an integrated LED, which indicates a successful biometric match. Although for the first transaction customers will be required to enter their PIN code, thereafter this is asked only in special circumstances, or if the fingerprint is not recognized. WorldRemit extends with its first office in Canada. WorldRemit has launched its first office in Canada to meet increasing demand for its online money transfer service. As there is a rising migrant population and increased demand for online remittance services, WorldRemit is serving a share of the $24.5 billion Canadian remittance market. The company's customers do not have to travel to a money transfer agent and pay expensive fees to send money home. Instead, they can send funds to 150 countries worldwide straight from their smartphone, computer, or tablet. WorldRemit customers can choose from a wide variety of payout options to suit their receiver, such as bank transfer, cash pickup, mobile airtime top-up, and mobile money. The company deals with international transfers to mobile money accounts and is connected to over 190 million accounts across 29 countries. Neom to offer cross-border payments for Philip Bank. Neom has revealed it will power cross-border payments for the clients of Philip Bank, one of Cambodia's banking group, across its network. Via the partnership with Philip Bank, the digital cross-border payments platform for global enterprises and financial institutions, Neom, cements its position as a provider for cross-border transactions in Southeast Asia. Also, Philip Bank clients will be enabled to realize faster turnarounds, with facilitated delivery times and payout amounts. Niam is formerly known as Instarem, and it already powers payments for 4 Southeast Asian banks and financial institutions across the globe. However, the agreement between the two will help Niam strengthen its position as a player in the institutional payments space in Southeast Asia. Ingenico selected by Kensington Tours as PSP for luxury travel. Kensington Tours has revealed it will leverage Ingenico's global end-to-end payment capabilities to power its tech for building. As part of this agreement, Ingenico will help Kensington Tours and Travel Edge as they expand into new markets across North America. Behind the reasons of choosing Ingenico is the fact that Kensington Tours needed tailored solutions and capabilities to match their customized offerings, and Ingenico met these needs. As every trip is tailor-made and private-guided, travelers must be ensured they have everything necessary from start to finish, since in the luxury travel space, customer experience has become a powerful differentiator. Thus, by choosing Ingenico as its payments partner, the company is further delivering on its mission to provide travelers with a unique luxury experience now with seamless payment capabilities included. Skrill announces new loyalty program SkrillNect. Skrill has announced the launch of SkrillNect, a new loyalty program that rewards customers for building and maintaining connections with the movement of money to friends, family and businesses. The service has launched in 30 European countries including the UK, France, Germany, Spain, Austria, the Netherlands and Bulgaria, with plans to roll it out in all countries where Skrill is available. Skrill customers can earn points for using their wallet or prepaid MasterCard, which they'll be able to exchange for e-money, discounts with participating merchants, gift cards for leading retailers, or interests in cryptocurrency via the Skrill cryptocurrency service. New and exciting reward options will be added on an ongoing basis. Whenever a Skrill customer moves money, they'll be rewarded. Applicable Skrill transactions include wallet deposits, withdrawals, cryptocurrency transactions, person-to-person payments, and prepaid card transactions. Skrill provide digital payment solutions to consumers and businesses. From betting and trading to shopping to gaming, their online and mobile payment solutions help customers make payments when and how they want to. UK adults in favor of banning online gambling with credit cards. A recent poll conducted by GoldenCasinoNews.com has revealed that a vast majority of UK adults would be in favor of banning online gambling with credit cards. The survey was performed after a recent report released by the UK Gambling Commission on how to improve safety in the market. At the moment, up to 20% of deposits for online gambling using credit cards are made with money that customers don't have. The poll involved 2,000 UK adults and was conducted between November 18-20, 2019. As per the survey, 55.65% of the respondents answered that they would strongly agree with banning online gambling deposits with credit cards. Moreover, 21.05% said they somewhat agree with banning online gambling deposits with credit cards. This would make 76.6% of the respondents in favor of banning the use of credit cards to gamble at online casinos and other betting sites. The highest percentage of people that would not ban credit card online gambling were those aged between 35 and 44 with 10.94% of the respondents against the ban. 80% of the respondents aged over 55 said they would agree or strongly agree with the limitation. Meanwhile, those aged between 25 and 34 registered the lowest support for banning online gambling with credit cards. This represented 73.1% of the respondents in this age range. Those individuals surveyed that were located in the Northeast region were those that registered the most significant support for banning the use of credit cards for betting online. 64.56% of them mentioned they strongly agree with the prohibition. Individuals located in the West Midlands registered the largest opposition to banning this funding method. 5.52% said they strongly disagree with the proposed ban. There is still a great interest from individuals in playing in online casinos and gambling sites. However, using credit cards could be risky, considering up to 20% of the funds deposited on these sites are made with money consumers do not have. Data science teams must remain on the cutting edge of AI and machine learning to stay ahead of bad actors' experimentation, and banks must stay flexible even as they work toward new AI-driven insights and machine learning-powered data aggregation efforts. FIS are linking their platforms through application programming interfaces, APIs, and other global services, increasing data volume to create fraud prevention models. The influx of information can help them spot fraudsters jumping between platforms, especially with AI and machine learning-enabled tools noting pattern changes faster than humanly possible. The integrations come with their own drawbacks, however, as any connected platform represents a port of entry for both customers and potential fraudsters. It is impossible to know just how sophisticated AI and machine learning technologies will become in the future, but the data that powers these technologies will remain critically important. Banks must keep experimenting and investing to support their teams, technologies, and data access to stay ahead of cybercriminals aiming to innovate on their own. But harnessing the payment innovation that has taken place over the last 5 years or more, and using data to automate some claim adjudication, can result in the creation of a better, more efficient consumer experience, including instantaneous payments of claims in a variety of methods. Slow-moving legacy. Indeed, innovations in payments are helping the insurance industry appeal to digital-minded consumers. The $1.10 trillion-plus insurance industry typically relies on slow-moving legacy methods like paper checks and snail mail. Change has been slow, but insurance providers are turning more to emerging technologies to pave the way for faster, more convenient disbursements. It will take time to get to that higher level of digital and mobile efficiency in the insurance industry. But as cross-border payments become more appealing, that tool will certainly help encourage progress. It's surprising, in an economy like the UK, how many employers are still running weekly payrolls, he said, pointing to industries with large hourly workforces as areas with the most friction. Those employers have to turn around timesheets fairly quickly, and faster payments will be the optimal payment rail for settling those payroll credits. He added that, for small businesses in particular, ensuring employees are paid quickly, on time and accurately every time is essential to promoting worker loyalty and talent retention. However, though the adoption of faster payments shows promise in a range of small business use cases from payroll to accounts payable as payments accelerate and digitize, SMBs will continue to face new challenges in how they capture transaction data, reconcile payments and analyze financial information. Many of the drivers behind changes to the ways small businesses manage finances stem from regulatory initiatives, like open banking and the launch of the Faster Payments Service. Mainel said that regulations will continue to play a key role in guiding the evolution of small business payments and finance. I think you can never underestimate the importance of regulatory change. That is always a prospect for small businesses, he said. In terms of payments technology, certainly this is one area in which the UK comfortably leads globally. There is enormous payments infrastructure and technological change arriving in the UK. Banks, fintechs connect businesses to real-time payments. Consumer demand, technological innovation and the evolution of the payment service provider landscape are driving faster payments adoption in the US, according to Fiserv Vice President of Payments Strategy and Solution Consulting Diva Animalai. Yet when it comes to corporate transactions, the payments landscape is full of hurdles. Checks are still being used by many businesses to pay employees or send funds, such as claims payments, to consumers, Animalai explained in PYMNT's latest Faster Payments Tracker. Faster payments are far from ubiquitous, especially in the B2B landscape. But as demand continues to rise, in areas like gig worker payouts and faster payroll transactions, businesses are beginning to see significant value in faster and real-time payments capabilities. Faster payments are here and their potential to change the future of commerce is promising, Animalai said. Competition in faster payments is good for customers and will no doubt open doors to innovate new ideas that can raise our standards of living. Below, PYMNTS rounds up the latest initiatives in the B2B fintech and FinServe spaces as service providers iPayment speed to improve businesses' standards of operation. Wells loops corporates into immediate payments. Earlier this week, Wells Fargo announced an integration with the RTP real-time payments network targeted toward its business customers. Using an API, Wells can enable business customers to make real-time payments, an extension of the financial institution's onboarding to the RTP network for its retail and wholesale customers last year. In a statement, Wells Fargo Head of Treasury, Merchant and Payment Solutions Danny Peltz pointed to the benefits of the RTP rail beyond the speed of the transaction itself. Our customers want the ability to make immediate payments and receive timely confirmations to run their businesses more efficiently, he said. The ability to send transactions on the RTP network gives our customers yet another option for moving money when and how they want. HSBC embraces real-time corporate transactions. Also looping into the RTP network is HSBC, which announced the ability to connect its corporate clients to real-time payments through the integration. It's an extension of HSBC's previous RTP feature for corporates, which had enabled businesses to receive real-time payments. The expansion now allows those business clients to also make payments via the RTP network. HSBC Head of Global Liquidity and Cash Management for the United States and Canada Drew Douglas said the adoption of faster payments in the corporate payment space is being driven by digitization and e-commerce. As digital banking and e-commerce are embraced around the world, people expect to move money just as fast as they are able to check their account balance or buy a new app for their mobile phone, he said. Interestingly, HSBC has decided to introduce RTP capabilities to corporate clients first. The functionality for retail and consumer payments initiation is expected for early next year, the bank said. Xero accelerates integrated payments. As small business accounting platform Xero builds out its payments offering, the company is also focused on speed for small business transactions. Payment service provider Credeck recently announced the integration of real-time payment capabilities from within the Xero platform, with plans to expand the integration to other small business accounting portals in the future. Through the launch of its virtual account, Credeck allows small businesses to bypass online banking platforms and make transactions from within Xero, then automatically reconcile that transaction data back within the accounting tool. The integration is one of several collaborations recently announced by Xero focusing on faster small business payments. The company also announced partnerships with Stripe, Go Cardless and TransferWise, also aimed at accelerating payments by reducing friction linked to manual data entry and paper. The UK's entrepreneurs can now spend less time on financial admin and more on growing their businesses, safe in the knowledge that their bills are taken care of, said TransferWise head of business Stuart Gregory in a recent statement. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.